Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Great to be with you. It's Thursday today. That's the day before Friday. Of course, tomorrow is Freedom Friday, where you'll be able to call and talk about whatever you want to talk about. It is always a pleasure to have you in the audience today. In fact, it's an honor for me, and I do mean that from the bottom of my heart, to be able to hang out with you for an hour here on Political Coffee. All right, so what's in the news and what are we going to talk about today? I just read this yeah, I love headlines, folks. In the Federalist, there's a story. Jen Psaki, which was Biden's first lying press secretary. Jen Psaki lies about lying. That's the headline. So let me ask you this question. Do you trust what any politician tells you? Any elected official? Can you? One of the things that we try to do is, well, separate fact from fiction, and we'll get into all of that. I mean, that's what I try to do on this radio show, but I also try to bring to you what I hope are good interviews with people who want to serve you or who are serving you. I feel like Julie Hoy. Now, I'm going down a road here for a reason, friends, and I'll get to all of that, because so many of us are getting our impressions of government from the people that we elect to serve us, and many of the government bureaucrats. The bureaucracy will only tell you what they want you to know and nothing more. I have personal experience of this, of course, in the years I served in the Oregon House of Representatives in bureaucrats that are testifying in front of committee I was on, or my own committee when I chaired the House Ag and Natural Resources Committee. They're very careful about what they say. And depending on the issue, they're very careful about what they reveal. This is a lot like, I mean, you just have to know how to ask the right questions, okay? That's really the way to say this. Because if you don't ask the right questions, you won't get an answer that is helpful. You will always get bureaucratic doublespeak. Always. And by that I mean you will receive from those bureaucrats things that they think you want to hear, okay? You can't believe that anymore. I mean, you can believe part of what they will tell you, but I will tell you one of the saddest days of my life. It was after I left the legislature, but it was a battle that I fought during the legislative session. And I'm sharing this with you because I think this is critical to all the stories we're going to talk about today. Lars's piece about the governor's wife. His piece in The Catalyst is about alcoholism, governorship, and nepotism. The story of Klamath County, or actually is it the Siskiyou County, rather, Board of Supervisors claimed just declared a local emergency over the Klamath River quality. Why? Because they took down another dam. And they got all kinds of heavy metals in their waters. And the people defending this say, ah, we expected all of that. It'll be short term. No, there are other people saying this is going to last for 100 years. And there's a reason I'm talking about that, too, and maybe I'll get to it today. But we also have a small school district sues Oregon Department of Forestry over the new forest plan. This is the Jewell School District, which gets a bunch of its funding from logging. They're suing now over this new management plan. The bridge collapse. There's a story in the Oregon Catalyst about that. The bridge collapse in Baltimore. Could it happen in Oregon? Could it happen on the I-5 bridge? If they build a new I-5 bridge that doesn't allow ships to go underneath of it, what does that mean? The Columbia River pilots, there's a story about that on Channel 8. Columbia Bar pilots taking a look at updating safety measures after the Baltimore Bridge collapse. You may not know this, folks, but every ship that crosses the bar that comes into the Columbia River out at Astoria has to have a bar pilot go on that ship. They take them out by helicopter. They drop them on the ships. Sometimes if the weather's not good enough, that ship has to remain offshore. It cannot come in to the mouth of the Columbia River because it is treacherous. And you'll run aground if you don't know what you're doing. That ship has to remain out there. Those bar pilots are looking at their safety procedures and everything that was in fact, there's a video in this story. It's called A Wild Ride. They also put some of them on by boats, and you'll see that in this video. But a lot of them go on by helicopter. There's a story here about Portland's big bet on pod camps come with a hefty price tag. City of Portland is operating 158 pods and 5 tents situated on one site. These are little tiny houses that homeless people live in. Okay. It's very expensive. In Breitbart, there's a story about New York City is approving a $15 toll on cars entering Manhattan. It has everything to do with how and what they want to do here in Oregon. And then there's the story that continues to make national news. Oregon is waging a war against small farmers. Natural news story. There's been this video going around about Yanasa Ama Farm Ranch, how they're being shut down because Oregon's bureaucrats mistakenly classify small family farms and homesteads as concentrated animal feeding operations and are shutting them down for the environment. Now, the state of Oregon is rapidly walking that back to a point. Now, I share all of that with you, okay? Every one of those stories has something to do with, do you believe the politicians or the bureaucrats? Do you believe what government tells you about anything? Because every one of these stories that I've just shared with you, every one of them, has to be based on the fact policy decisions are being made that really impact your life. Those policy decisions you have to trust are being made in your best interest or the best interest of the majority of people. And to believe that, you have to believe that the people making those decisions are making the decisions for the right reasons. Or if they're not making the decision for the right reasons, why not? Do they have an agenda? Is their staff, the professional bureaucrats, not telling them everything, leaving out important pieces of the puzzle? Sort of like when Julie Hoy went through the Salem City budget with a group of professional auditors who audit municipalities, cities, and found in the budget that the budget was actually not saying what the bureaucrats were telling the city council it said. And the city council wasn't taking time to go through the budget line by line. And what they found, of course, is that while the city was claiming they were going to have a deficit, they were actually going to have a surplus. Julie Hoy brought all of that to the forefront. And I share all of this with you because it gets back to trust. Can you trust the bureaucracy to tell you the whole truth and nothing but the truth? Can you trust politicians to tell you the truth? The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Let's go to Art. Let's ask Art about that. Art, good morning. What do you think? Oh, darn it, Art. You shouldn't have left. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. We will have a person who aspires to represent and serve you, Dave Brown. We're going to do an interview with him at the bottom of the hour. Here's someone that I'm going to ask that question of. Here's a guy who's never served in government before, who is a farmer's insurance agent. There's a lot of great contacts in the community because of his work in the community and his relationships with people. He's known to be a man of honor and integrity. Now, you can trust him when he tells you things, and we'll ask him a number of questions when he gets on the line with us at the bottom of the hour here today. In the world of politics, can you trust the people that give him information as a state representative? Can you trust people, candidates, running for Salem City Council, the mayor, the school board? If you know them, you probably can. But what if they have an agenda? Back in a moment. Don't go away.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back in 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us here today. I think I just misspoke. I think Dave Brown is actually going to be joining us next Thursday, not today. My bad. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff, 1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. Yeah, so I got a text from one of our listeners, Jim. Governor's addition to her office have already caused three top staff members to exit chief of staff, deputy chief, and another. This story of Tina Kotek. Folks, we warned you. It's too bad that Christine Drazen didn't have the courage to use it, but she doesn't listen to me. She just wants to go after fellow Republicans. During the campaign for governor, we urged her to use the term, if you thought Kate Brown was bad, Tina Kotek is Kate Brown on crack. Or just Tina Kotek is Kate Brown on crack. Now that just conjures up all kinds of images. Friends, you will see, this is my prediction, the far left radical nature of Kate Brown be eclipsed by the even further left Marxist viewpoints. Tina Kotek. This is going to begin to play out. And it is happening before our very eyes with this story. The story of her girlfriend. Lars's piece today lays it all out. And Ronnie, hang on, I'll get to you in a second. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Can you trust the candidates who want your vote to be honest with you, to tell you the truth? Can you trust the elected officials that swore an oath to serve you to tell you the truth? Can you trust the bureaucrats that the politicians who swore an oath to serve you, that are elected to serve you, can you trust the bureaucrats who are typically career people? Can you trust them to tell you or that elected politician truth? I don't know. Lars's piece begins by saying, I grew up with an alcoholic dad for 10 years, so I know well the kind of crazy decisions boozers make. Call me unsympathetic if you like, but I think the public has the right to know more. When the governor of a state chooses a mentally ill family member who is also an alcoholic to work in her office, is the governor making good decisions for the folks who elected her? Tina Kotek, he writes, refuses to say what kind of mental illness afflicts her wife. How long's Amy been clean and sober? Folks, Lars speaks what everyone, just says. I'll go further. What Lars is basically saying, why would the governor choose a mentally ill family member who's an alcoholic to work in her office, but even more importantly, to make decisions, because Amy is helping make decisions? Why would you want a mentally ill alcoholic person, recovering alcoholic, to make decisions for you? I'm going to go further. This is all part of a plan. The radical leftist Marxist viewpoint of Tina Kotek is beginning to emerge, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what this person is who's making decisions. It doesn't matter if the law says, now you can't do this. The rules say you can't do it. It doesn't matter. We're going to do it anyway, because the ends justify the means. Let's go to Ronnie. Ronnie, good morning.
I'm going to answer a couple of questions for you. First question I want to ask you is, do you know Bruce Starr?
I do.
That's running from Boquist seat.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of him?
He'll be better than any Democrat there ever was. He's conservative on some things, middle of the road on others. Generally,
he
I would
before,
say you could classify Bruce as a conservative.
Mm-hmm. He was in his house with you at that time period, right?
Yes.
Okay, that answered a lot for me.
And then he served in the Senate for a long time.
Yeah, but I noticed that it's those policies from his time period to the present that made the Republican Party under Mike McLean and everything else. And with CBS down to the south of us in Coos and Curry County in his 2020 House Bill 3386 when he was a representative, destroying, premeditating this 15-acre solar farm in your area, and all these other policies, Oregon's in trouble. No backbone, no message, and no game plan. And they keep using Zoom, and the Democrats is always two steps ahead when they use it. Pray for the party. Pray for Oregon.
Yes, pray for Oregon, friend. Thank you. Thank you, Ronnie. It's 6:30. Back in a moment. Lots to talk about. Don't go away.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
23 minutes before the top of the hour. In a moment, we're going to chat with my old buddy, Super Dave. 503-589-1220 is the power of Buick GMC Talk. There's a whole bunch of stories out there that lead me to this question. Can you trust what politicians or candidates or bureaucrats tell you to be the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth? Or do they color it? Or do they withhold sort of key pieces of information? Should you be able to trust them? Isn't that the basis of all human interaction, trust? I think it is. In fact, I know it is. 503-589-1220 is the power of Buick GMC Talk Line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. One of the people you can trust, one of the groups you can trust, is Freedom Heating and Air. There's a reason why these folks have been in business in the Mid-Valley for over 50 years. Reason why they stand head and shoulders above other people when it comes to emergency services. But not everything they do is an emergency. Oftentimes, like right now, part of what they're saying is, you know, don't settle for just what someone tells you you need. Get a free second opinion from Freedom Heating and Air. Whether it's your furnace, your air conditioner, your heat pump, whatever it is, get a second opinion. Maybe it isn't as bad or as expensive as you think to get your system working right so you are comfortable in your home or your business. Give them a call. Freedom Heating and Air, 503-580-1456, 580-1456, or go to the website, freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair.net. Speaking of someone who has been in my radio audience for a long time, and speaking of Freedom Heating and Air, I want to welcome back to the show my good buddy, Super Dave.
Hey, never fear. I'm always here.
Yeah, you are. I love it, brother. How are you, man?
Good. Just getting around and just having a good time, you know, being in retirement, so... But anyway, hey, I tell you what, these guys are great. You got the picture of the three that put us together. Is that correct?
Yes, I did. Thank you. Yeah. You had three guys from Freedom Heating and Air just installed. It's a new system into your home, right, Dave?
Oh, yeah. They took out the old,
they took out the old, just the old furnace I had, and they actually installed everything brand new. It was just absolutely amazing what they did. It was just amazing. And the thing is, you know, I stood around because I never seen anybody actually put stuff together and stuff. And they are so nice. They talked to me as they were working, and they were just, I felt like I was part of their group. That's how awesome it was. It was amazing. Absolutely amazing what they did. And then in one day, I mean, take out all that and then in one day do the same thing. These guys are good. These guys, I'm sorry, these guys are really good. I'll just let everybody know, hey, give them a try, because, man, it actually works. It's just amazing. The heating was so fast when I heat up, and then they went to cool, and, man, that thing just blasted in there like a snowstorm. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it's absolutely amazing.
So there's the satisfied customer.
Oh, yeah, and the price. There. The price was right, and I got the best one they had.
Oh, you did?
The price was right.
Good.
Yep.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, it's always good to hear your voice. And folks, Super Dave texted me the other day when I was doing the commercial and said he was, you know, had scheduled an installation with Freedom Heating and Air, and he would let me know how it goes, and he did. There you go. Super Dave, thanks. Enjoy your new system from Freedom Heating and Air. And it's always great to have Super Dave on the show, and I always appreciate him. He's listened to me for years and years. I don't know why, but he has. Anyway, Dave, thank you. Julie writes an email. By the way, you want to send me an email, it's jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. About bureaucrats and the truth. She says, bureaucrats and the truth are mutual exclusive terms. Ditto for politicians. Ooh. Lee writes, damn it, Jim, we trusted them. He says, it's been way too long that we, the people, have moved on with our day-to-day leaving the elected officials to do the work we elected them to do. My dad taught me, who learned from his dad, trust but verify. With millions of wasted dollars to convince the people that the dam should come down to save the poor fish, and now they're saying the elevated metal content in the water is a result? Driving this morning, I noticed all the lights scattered across the valley. Just think, without the dam, the cost to run those lights will at least double. Oh, the, quote, comprehensive plan to physically remove the dams to achieve a free-flowing condition and volitional fish passage, site remediation, and restoration, unquote. That's from the story. Has nothing to say about the plans to strip mine, to find the metals to make more batteries for vehicles that need to be charged. But wait, they removed the cheap electricity from the dam. That's okay. We can just go back to living in the dark. We, the people, must get more involved in politics that affects us daily. We must trust but verify if we want to ever get out of this corruption cycle. A state employee who should never be named sent me the story about one of several solar farms. This one happens to be outside of Houston. They got a big hailstorm. You should see the pictures. It has, well, basically destroyed this solar farm. And they're, well, the developer says, well, we're operating at reduced capacity. Yeah, I guess you are. But more importantly, now there's concerns about the chemicals from the solar panels leaching into the soil and the groundwater. Sort of like what we're dealing with down here in Harrisburg. Now, let me just tell you folks, yesterday this is going to be ongoing, so I want you to just listen to me. Yesterday, I had about a three-hour meeting with a man who is a Navy veteran, was trained in nuclear energy on submarines, was a submariner, got out of the Navy, and he had a career in the Army Corps of Engineers in working in several dam systems throughout the West, including here in the Willamette Basin. I learned things yesterday about these systems that I did not know. Pretty profound things. Let me just say that the number one issue is not the generating of inexpensive electrical power 24/7, 365 days a year. That's extremely important to you and I. The number one issue is flood control, and that is listed. There are four major conditions listed in federal law about the construction of these dam projects and the operation of them. The number one reason is flood control. What I did not understand is all the dynamics involved here. And without getting into it, because probably at some point I'm going to share a PowerPoint presentation once we get it put together, because every congressperson, every person running for office who has a voice in making decisions, and that makes really pretty much just about everybody here in the Mid-Valley, whether it's Julie Hoy or it's Dave Brown or anyone else that's going to have decisions that deal with the Salem area. And I'll tell you why. Yesterday, I saw the actual data from the Army Corps of Engineers. Data that's been publicly released. I'm not telling you anything you can't find on your own. Of the 64 flood and the 96 flood. It is profound to understand that without the dam, the entire city of Salem, except for the highest of ground and the hills, would be underwater. Let me say that again. The entire city of Salem without the dams would have been underwater in not just 64, but in 96. How important is that? Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Can you imagine lying about lying? There's a Federalist article about that, and that's what got me going down this road about, can you believe what politicians or bureaucrats or even candidates are telling you? Trust. It's Jen Psaki, who was Biden's first press secretary, lies about lying. That's the headline here. Okay. Now, David Harrisini wrote this article. He is not a MAGA person by any stretch. But this is truth, if there ever was. The more of this that happens, the more jaded you and I become. And all of the stories that I mentioned in the first half of the show, and I'm not going to go back over them because we're in the last segment today. All of these stories all revolve around government bureaucrats and elected officials not telling you the truth, every one of them. Not telling you the truth in terms of what is the truth? Is the truth based on facts, or is it changed or colored by ideology? This is a really long discussion, and it is one that we're going to have probably at a political coffee class. By the way, speaking of that, April 1st, April Fool's Day, is a political coffee clatch. And it ain't going to be an April Fool's, because I'm hoping to have Brian Boquist, state senator, can't run again for election, who is running for Oregon treasurer, come and join us and talk about it, talk about what he thinks he can achieve. I hope to have him join us, and maybe we'll have some other folks running for office. Maybe Dennis Linthicum, who's running for Secretary of State. You know, we got to hear from Brent Barker, and hopefully we'll be able to hear from Dennis Linthicum, who's also running for Secretary of State. Next political coffee clatch will be Monday night. So come and join us, even though it's April Fool's Day. Maybe we'll just tell some jokes and laugh a little bit, even though things are serious. There is, by the way, some really important breaking news, and I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But I want to read Doug's email first, and I'll do that after I just remind you. You just heard a great commercial for Righteous Renovations, and it is true. Eric Azer and his team are people you can trust. And we're talking about trust today, right? Eric Azer is a contractor who you absolutely can trust. Put your faith in, because he's a man of faith and he lives it. And I've said this many times, he lives it in how he interacts with you. And that's what you just heard on that TV commercial, or that radio commercial rather. And you'll see it if you go to his website, righteousrenovations.com. You'll read similar customer testimonies. And you know what? You'll also see the great before and after pictures. You can trust when Eric Azer comes and gives you a bid and you accept that bid, that he's going to follow through 100%, because he does. I know him. I trust him. You can too. Give Eric a call at 503-341-3816, 341-3816. Doug's email: Americans think we are free, but we are all property and slaves of the U.S. corporation. When the government pushes you in the corner and gives you a choice between poverty or death, you only have one real choice at that point, and it's neither of the two they offer. We need to get medieval. The currency of the future will be relationships of trust. Who can you trust? And we need to get ruthless on who we can trust. Your family or the people who won't turn you in. We have more in common with people of the world than one world order governments of the world. Our politicians are selected. We all see it. Evil flourishes when good men do nothing. That's that famous Edmund Burke statement. Be a pain in the blank, he says. Do not comply. Be a real problem for those in authoritative positions. The compliant mindset is no longer normal. I can't argue with any of that. Can you? This is one of the reasons that, you know, Josh Michael will be with us for tomorrow for his show, Noncompliant America, which got started, folks, with all of this insanity revolving around COVID. That's why he has this website, Noncompliant America. His show runs Saturdays at 4 p.m. and he goes in deep into things that I sort of talk about but don't go deep into. What is this news that you need to know? It's breaking and it affects Oregon. The headline on the Gateway Pundit is this, and I saw this late last night when I saw this text. The third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, the Federal Court of Appeals, yesterday ruled that mail-in ballots with no dates cannot be counted by Pennsylvania election officials. Now, this only applies to Pennsylvania as a result of a lawsuit. This changes a lower court ruling which said they could be. Now, this sets up a U.S. Supreme Court battle, and it's one that needs to happen. Because in Oregon, we have put in law, in Oregon law, now this is different than Pennsylvania, we put in Oregon law that you can count undated ballots for up to 7 days afterwards. How many ways can you say that opens the door to fraud? Well, we know it does. This is Oregon. Now, this was a 2-1 decision. Okay. And the argument is that undated ballots, the question is, does that violate the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which says a person's right to vote cannot be denied as a, quote, error or omission, unquote, that is, quote unquote, not material in determining voting eligibility. And it goes on to explain how Pennsylvania law rules here now, or states how this should be done, I should say. If with the Supreme, if this ruling stands by the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, and it would only stand if the U.S. Supreme Court did not take it up. U.S. Supreme Court must take up this issue, and they must rule that undated ballots, they have to get to the central question of what they've been avoiding all along, that they would not get to with the 2020 election lawsuits. And that is, there has to be one election day in America, not election week or election month. And having undated ballots, as in an Oregon law, is insanity. Let's see if the Oregon, the U.S. Supreme Court will take up this issue and rule correctly. We need it. Friends, tomorrow, Friday. Start the car.